In your Bibles, the book of 1 Samuel tonight, the book of 1 Samuel chapter 15, and appreciate the good singing tonight, and amen, we ought to be thankful for all that the Lord has done, is doing, and will do for us, His people, amen. I praise Him and I thank Him for that tonight. 1 Samuel chapter number 15, and we'll read two verses. I'll preach out of the book of the chapter, but for the sake of time, I'll read verse 22 and verse 23 tonight. 1 Samuel chapter 15, you're willing and able to stand tonight. 1 Samuel chapter 15, and beginning in verse number 22. The Bible says, and Samuel said, hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being King. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you tonight one more time, the opportunity to gather in your house with your people. I pray now for a little while you'll strengthen my voice, my body. I pray for the anointing of the Holy Ghost that I might preach, Lord, thy word tonight. I pray may our hearts be receptive and tender. I pray, Lord, may we apply the word of God and walk by it. Lord, we ask you for that that's lost tonight. Lord, in our midst, I pray the Holy Ghost reprove them of sin, righteousness, and judgment to come. Lord, then repent and be saved. And Lord, everything you do, we'll praise you and we'll thank you. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. I want you to look back at verse 22 again, where the Bible says, and Samuel said, hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. I'm going to preach tonight, the Lord being my helper on this subject of obedience is better. Obedience is better. Now, when you come here to 1 Samuel, King Saul's been upon the throne for some time, but we find this is where he loses his kingdom. He loses his crown because of disobedience. I say this, we mention our children and try to teach our children to obey. But all of us who are saved need to obey the word of God. Everything God tells us and bids us to do, we need to be swift, to be quick, to obey and accomplish what God has told us to do. Now the word obey simply means to hear and heed, to consent or agree or yield to. And that's what he is saying. Samuel is saying to King Saul, you needed to obey, but instead you rebelled, because disobedience is rebellion. Amen. Now, I'm not going to preach hard, but I want to help us tonight a little bit in the life of Saul. Matter of fact, you study here in the Old Testament, in the book of Judges, there was no king. The people just did whatever they thought was right in their own eyes. In 1 Samuel, you find man's king. Israel chose Saul. God did not. Israel chose Saul. They wanted a king to be like everybody else. But when you get to 2 Samuel, you find God's king, because God chose David, a man after his own heart. But we find Saul here, as now there's been a time before he's offered where he should not have. And now, can we word it like this? The final nail in the coffin for his kingdom. His disobedience cost him the kingdom of Israel. Now,
Now, as you look in verses 1 through 11, that's a way of introduction, we find there's a command given in verses 1 through 3. We see that God tells King Saul to gather the soldiers and go to smite Amalek. The Amalekites had mistreated the Jews, and God was going to wipe them out. He said in verse 3 to smite them and not to spare them. And so the commands come from God. Wipe them out. Put a stop to them. That is what King Saul has been told to do. Now, as you read that as Americans, that kind of makes you kind of set back a little bit. Wipe them out. Well, you see, that's how God fights. America is the only country that worries where bullets and bombs wind up. That's right. We're not trained as they are in the Middle East. By the way, that's why you won't stop Islam. They're trained from a child to kill. That's right. Hey, friend, tonight, God said wipe them out. If you don't, it'll be disobedience. So there's a command, but we see the conclusion in verse 7. I saw in his army smites of the Amalekites, and it would be good had the chapter ended with verse 7. It could have. Amen. He could have done what God said, but it didn't. You find in verse 8 and 9 that he spared King Agag, and they spared the livestock that was there. They didn't do everything that God said to do. Someone said, preacher, is it really that big of a deal? It certainly is. God means what he says. He's not playing. He is not just saying words to beat the wind. When God says do this or don't do this, it behooves us to obey the voice of God. Well, he spares them, therefore he sins. And word comes to Samuel from God in verse 10 and 11 about his disobedience, of King Saul's disobedience. We find that Saul sinned in disobeying the Lord. Well, I look at four things tonight that we draw from the text here in 1 Samuel 15 on obedience is better. Can I say, first of all, in verse 13 and 14, obedience is better than lip service. When Saul has sinned and God speaks to Samuel, Samuel heads out to where King Saul is in verse 13. And Samuel came to Saul, and Saul said unto him, blessed be thou the Lord. Now listen to the rest of this verse. I have performed the commandment of the Lord. Well, Saul lied. He had not performed it. He had not completed the commandment of God. For God said, wipe them out. Now he's giving lip service. Boy, he looks at Samuel out there in verse 13. Blessed be thou of the Lord. Boy, he's got this good talk. He knows how to talk like religious folk. He's talking about performing the command of God. Oh, but the problem is lip service. You know, everybody look at me now. I'm just trying to help because obedience is better. I believe all of us could learn to obey faster than what we do. Amen. Hey, a lot of people, even in our day, are like Saul. It's just lip service. Amen. Around the church world, I'm telling you, it ain't just here. It's a lot of places. There's a whole lot of lip service instead of our obedience to what God wants us to do. Jesus said in Matthew 15 and verse 7 and 8, he's speaking to the religious crowd. He said, you hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you saying, this people draw nigh unto me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Hey, yes, again, obedience is better than all your lip service. Amen. Hey, I'm trying to help us between now and Sunday that we'll serve God and obey God. How many times have people in a service talked about how they did what God said, but it's just a lip service because in their heart they've not obeyed what God said. Amen. Oh, so we see obedience is better than lip service. In verse 15, secondly, obedience is better than good intentions. Look at verse 15. Hadn't Saul said they have brought them from the Amalekites? How for the people spared the best of the sheep and of the oxen to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God, and the rest we have utterly destroyed. They had some good intentions. They spared the best of the livestock, the sheep, the oxen, and they had talked about sacrificing them unto the Lord God. Well, here's the problem. God didn't want them sheep. God didn't want them oxen. He wanted them to wipe that crowd out, and they disobeyed. Oh, yes, good intentions. Hey, for those lost, I want to say something to you a minute. You that's lost, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. You intend to get saved one day. You intend to really get right with God next Sunday. Hello. A lot of good intent, but there's a lot of folk wound up in hell before they ever got saved. Why they so saying these good things, talking about what they would do, but they never did them. Amen. Hey, as God's people, a lot of times we'll have good intentions. I don't think Saul, listen, I do not think Saul had sat around and hatched all this up. I don't think that. But he failed to obey God. Amen. We all have good intentions sometimes. And we talk, again, going back to the lip service. But what God wants is our total obedience. Amen. If I had a dollar, for every time somebody in 31 years has met me at a church door and said one or two things to me, I just about shouted, I just about testified, I would be as rich as MTV preachers. Amen. That's right. Why? Folk talk it. Folk have good intention. But we don't always follow. If the Holy Ghost bids you to praise Him, you ought to praise Him. Amen. Hey, if it's to give a word of testimony, obey and do it. Hey, good intention. Say, well, I'll do it next service, next Sunday. Or if God touches you to witness, you'll say, well, next time. Oh, good intention. But God wants your obedience. Amen. Obedience is better than lip service. Obedience is better than good intentions. Let me say in verse 17 and verse 24, obedience is better than pride. The Bible said in verse 17, and Samuel said, when thou wast little in thine own sight, wast thou not made the head of the tribes of Israel? And the Lord anointed thee king over Israel. Verse 24, and Saul said unto Samuel, I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord, and thy words. Now listen to this, shows his pride. Because I feared the people and obeyed their voice. Hey, pride will keep us a lot of times from obeying God. That's right. Pride will keep you from witnessing to that one you work with. That's right. Pride will keep you from witnessing from that family member. That's right. Pride will keep you from testifying in church. Oh, yes. Our pride, and by the way, pride is a sin. That's right. How do you, well, in the Bible, I got dwelling on some verses earlier today. In Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 16, 17, it really goes on down through verse 19. But he said in verse 16, these six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination. Verse 17, the first thing he lists that he hates is a proud look. God don't like pride. In Proverbs 16, verse 18 and 19, the Bible said, pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Better it is to be of an humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. So we find that Saul, even himself, he had a pride problem. He worried what others thought about him. Now, all of us have moments like that. All of us do. But it is a good day in your Christian life when you begin to learn to put your pride down. Amen. I say this for years. I've said this across this country, preaching, and I really mean it. In our day, and some churches clap, some don't. That's their business. Okay? That's their business. We don't hear, but others do. But I want to tell you something. You can clap and be dignified. But you'll never shout and be dignified. Oh, no. You go to squalling and the mascara goes to running. That ain't very dignified looking. Amen. To get there, you have to really push pride down. You have to say no to self. That's amen. Hey, and God's letting us know in this chapter, hey, obedience is better than your pride. Amen. Hey, now let me see number four. Verse 15, verse 21, verse 22. Obedience is better than religious ritual. Look there in verse number 15. And Saul said, they have brought them from the Amalekites. Half of the people spared the best of the sheep and of the oxen to sacrifice in the Lord thy God. And the rest we have utterly destroyed. Verse 21. But the people took of the spoil, sheep and oxen, the chief of the things which should have been utterly destroyed, to sacrifice in the Lord thy God in Gilgal. In verse 22 we find, and Samuel said, half the Lord has great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices, as in obeying the voice of the Lord. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. He's saying to obey me is better than all your religious ritual. Now, every church has got ritual. Now, you say, we don't. Oh, yes, we do. Yes, we do. There's people, I've heard our independent brethren knock the churches that have a service totally laid out in a bulletin. What in the world's the difference in that and us having ours memorized? Oh, yeah, we do the same thing every service. That's true. We don't, very rarely do we deviate from it. We get there and the Holy Ghost floods us, yeah, we'll go. And think, but by and large, we do the same thing. Service after service. That is a ritual. Whether you like to admit that or not. But God's letting Saul know, I'm more interested in you obeying than all the religious stuff you can do. That's right. And by the way, so you don't misunderstand that statement, there ain't nothing wrong with how we have church. Not nothing. But I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes we just get caught up in the ritual. Amen. We get what we don't. We're not listening very well to the voice of God while we're going through our ritual. Amen. We need to have an open ear to what the Lord is wanting to say to us individually and collectively as the church. Now, I thought about this, and I'm going to wind up. I don't preach long on Wednesday night, and you know it, but I want to look at some verses. This is how I'm going to close, and I talk about obedience is better than religious ritual. In the book of Ezekiel, in Ezekiel chapter 33, I'll read these verses, and man, though this is in the Old Testament, and yes, this happened in the days of Israel, but we are seeing this today in the church world that we know. In Ezekiel 33 and verse 30, also thou son of man, the children of thy people, I still are talking against thee by the walls and in the doors of the houses, and speak one to another and one to his brother, saying, come, I pray you, and hear what is the word that cometh forth from the Lord. And they, now listen to this, listen to these next several verses. And they come unto thee as the people cometh, and they sit before thee as my people, and they hear thy words. Oh, they're hearing. They're hearing what the man of God saying. Here it is. But they will not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their heart goeth after their covetousness. And listen to their verse 32. And lo, thou art unto them as a very lovely song of one that hath a pleasant voice and can play well on an instrument. For they hear thy words, but they do them not. And when this cometh to pass, lo, it will come. Then shall they know that a prophet hath been among them. We find that the Israelites would gather. They'd hear the prophets. They'd hear these men of God. They thought, boy, you're... And by the way, that business of a lovely voice and, man, you play what you're doing, that's the same thing. Man, you're the best one we've ever heard. I wonder how many times through the centuries preachers have heard this. Man, this is the best church I've ever been to. Till they're upset. Amen. Hey, they gather folk every Sunday. And when they have other service, they gather in. Oh, they hear, but they don't obey. Amen. And by the way, we're seeing more of that in our generation. We're seeing a lot of that now. Here's what we need to do. Mary, at the marriage at Cana in Galilee, here's when they came to him, and this is when the Lord performed his first miracle in his earthly ministry. In John chapter 2 and verse 5, listen to what Mary says. His mother saith unto the servants, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Boy, that's a good verse to live by. That's a good verse to have church on. Amen. Whatever he bids you do, what he speaks to you, do it. Amen. Hey, somebody said, well, preacher folk won't like it. Well, let's look and see what the Bible says about that. Over in Acts chapter 5, verse 29, this is after Ananias and Sapphira had died because of lying to the Holy Ghost. Down in verse 29, Acts 5, 29, then Peter and the other apostles answered, said, we ought to obey God rather than men. Hey, obedience is much better, church. And by the way, that's why a lot of churches never have revival. Folk won't be obedient. God speak to our heart about something in our life, don't need to be there. Hey, what we should do is run to an altar, get it right, get it out of our life, and do what God said. But too many times, folk won't. They just hang on to it. Hey, and on the other side, it may not be, there's a lot of stuff in your life. Maybe just God wants you to do something for him. And he specified something to you. Hey, and you don't do it, that's disobedience. So obedience is better. And I close with this. Disobedience cost Adam paradise. It cost Moses the promised land. It cost Samson the power of God. And it cost Saul his position. So disobedience is very costly. I wonder how many blessings we've missed. Amen. I wonder, I'm going to say that I'm not being mean with this, but I wonder, have you robbed the church from a blessing because you didn't obey? Amen. Hey, did someone miss the gospel because of disobedience in our life? Man, I find Samuel here writing about King Saul and his disobedience. Hey, I want to obey, don't you? I believe that's the true desire of the child of God. We don't always do it, but I believe that desire's in us. I believe we want to obey God. I believe we want to please God. So obedience is better. Father, I pray you take this a simple thought tonight and use it for thy glory. Father, I love you because you first loved me. Help now in the invitation time, and we'll praise you for all things you do in Jesus' name. Heads bowed and eyes closed just a moment. I wonder tonight, someone here, being honest with yourself before God, say, preacher, I'm lost. I know that. I need Christ. Please remember me in prayer. Is there anyone like that tonight? Preacher, I'm not saved. And I see that hand. I see that hand. Somebody else, preacher, I'm not saved. Maybe tonight you are saved and God spoke to your heart about obedience. And maybe even in this week, boy, God's touched you about witnessing or something and you've failed to do it. Boy, God's kind of, he's touched your heart tonight by the word of God. And you say, preacher, that's me. God's touched me about something and I've not done it yet. Pray for me. I'd obey and do it. Amen. Amen. I believe everyone here would say, I want to obey God. I believe that. Let's ask God to help us do that. Let's stand while we sing tonight. Folk are coming to the altar. There's time, there's room if you'll come. Let the Lord help you.